Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Glenn Tonzer, the latest on his meat demand monitor in just a moment.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
I'm made of grit, passion, and hands that never stop working.
I'm made of agronomics, innovation, and hands that never stop helping.
I believe cotton isn't a crop. It's a calling. I'm made to grow it.
Protect it.
I know this is important to my family.
Every family.
That's why I work harder.
Innovate better.
To make my cotton as good as it can be.
As protected as it can be.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
We create chemistry.
The Meat Demand Monitor for the month of October is just out this week. Dr. Glenn Tonzer, Kansas State University, compiles and tracks the monitor on an ongoing basis, doing this as a project that's being paid for by the Beef Checkoff and the Pork Checkoff, administered by Dr. Tonzer and the folks at K-State. The beef side of it is being coordinated by U.S. Cattlemen's Association. Dr. Tonzer says there's a couple of key takeaways from this latest monitor that we're hearing from consumers right now regarding beef demand.
Retail meat demand domestically remains up, and food service demand continues a couple months of being flat, a little weaker, but strength in the retail demand front. I will share, I've asked since March of this year, so now for whatever that would be 7 months, what do consumers expect retail meat prices to be in the upcoming month? So I'm asking in that survey for consumers to reveal their own expectations. And persistently, month after month since March, ribeye steak, ground beef, pork chops, and bacon are the four categories I'm asking on. Consumers continue to suggest they expect higher retail meat prices, and that continued again in October. And even more narrowly, two of those four categories, consumers were expecting November retail prices to be up more than 3%. That fits right in with a much broader discussion on consumer food inflation across all things they buy. I interject that here because consumers have been pretty much accurate on that, but there's nothing saying they have to pay it. I mean, it's good if they continue to be willing to, because that's a demand strength. Mm-hmm. There's a mix of both supply side, so think labor challenges, logistical transport costs, and the like, that are pushing prices up. But there's also a demand pull factor that's pulling these prices up. And we need to keep monitoring that, pun intended, in the meat demand monitor can hopefully help us do that.
Shifting gears from the domestic marketplace to international trade, Dr. Tonzer says he also tracks the international trade on a month-to-month basis, and the current index is based on August of 2021 numbers that have been released by USDA and the USMEF, and they are impressive.
That index value I track came in at a value of 261. The base period is equal to 100 in January of 2010. And for my fellow numeric geeks out there, that means we've had a 161% increase in demand for U.S. beef by foreign consumers since January of 10.
And Dr. Tonzer adds that of those August numbers, USMEF says...
I added in here just to give some additional context. USMEF, so the United States Meat Export Federation, has also, of course, been, as part of their job, is to monitor and comment on what the volume and value of beef exports are. And they noted for the month of August that export volume was up 21% compared to August of 20. It was the second largest that we've had during 2021. And at the same time, the value, the monetary value of those pounds went up 55% and exceeded $1 billion. That's billion with a B for the first time. Mm-hmm. So if you get volume up by 21%, value up by 55%, you cross $1 billion for the first time, everybody in the industry should take note. For several reasons. That's a massive infusion of economic resources back into the industry. I often say we sell everything but the moo. Where I'm going with that is we find markets for all products, right? Whether it's the hoof, the tongue, everything. It's not just in the case of beef, ribeye steaks, and ground beef. We sell everything to the extent that markets are open and allow it. Throughout our discussion here this morning, I've been talking about domestic retail versus food service separate from the abroad export markets. All three of those market channels work in concert to help us sell everything except the moo. And when you see those kind of bottom line celebratory statistics, we should take note. But it's also a reality of those markets at work, and we need to recognize that and do our best to try to keep them open and let consumers that value those products the most get their hands on them. that ultimately helps producers.
Extension Livestock Market Economist for Kansas State University, Dr. Glenn Tonzer, talking about both domestic beef demand as well as international beef demand. He says they all work together. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
On Tuesday, November 9th, Ince Auction and Real Estate of Hydro will be conducting an online-only oil and gas mineral auction. Inventory includes net mineral acres, overriding royalty interest, and working interests in Blaine, Caddo, Custer, Dewey, Roger Mills, McLean, Jefferson, and Stevens counties. Many lots are listed without reserves, selling the day of the auction regardless of price. Visit inceauction.com for more information and to register to bid. That's E-N-T-Z, inceauction.com.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.